It's time for Sports Day. Beautiful day. Sky falls, you feel like a beautiful day. Turn it up. It's Sports Day with Dan Day.
Goodness, what is the biggest story in South Florida right now? So many. By the way, I am Dan Day with my cousin Vlad Merluisson. Back at it again. Feels so good. Vlad, let's break it down. Let's try to figure out what the biggest and also craziest story we have going in South Florida right now. Is it the Dolphins? A lot of people saying they're the number one power-ranked team in the NFL, putting up a 70-burger on a terrible Broncos team, looking like world beaters, maybe the greatest show on earth, not turf, but the greatest show on earth since the greatest show on turf. Is that the biggest story in South Florida right now?
No.
Okay. Lionel Messi. He and his friends decide, yeah, I'm not going to play. Maybe he is hurt. I'll say this. I believe Messi is hurt a little bit.
Say that you're hurt. I don't want to hear fatigue.
Okay. Well, they said there was some scar tissue and stuff like that. So, okay. So, is that the biggest story? Messi not playing? Are Messi possibly playing? Not winning the U.S. Open Cup?
No. Okay. No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Marlins! Magic number one!
That was a hell of a win last night.
What a game! Oh, and by the way, what show... Preseason baseball, summer, spring training said Marlins are going to make the playoffs this year. They're going to have a winning record, and everyone.
The Japanese businessman took it to Seattle for the All Star.
Oh, that hurt a little bit. But we're back on, baby. We're back on. But what show? Now, from early on, I'm talking about spring training. And did one person, Vlad, one person that we told we had this relationship, it's our girl, man, we love her, we can't quit her, we're going to have a good one this year. Not one person said, you know what, you might be right. Not one. But is that the biggest story of the Marlins? Most likely, with a win today, are a Cubs-Reds loss into the playoffs. Is that the biggest story in South Florida?
No.
Okay. What about the Florida Panthers? Exhibition going on, ready to make the run back to the Stanley Cup. That's exciting, but is it the biggest story in South Florida?
No.
Okay. Well, I mean, is this a story that involves South Florida? Damian
Absolutely.
Lillard going to the Milwaukee Bucks. Did not see that coming. Is that the biggest story in South Florida right now?
Absolutely.
Really? Has nothing to do with the Heat. It's the Bucks. And the Trailblazers.
Yeah, but Damian Lillard. Remember? It all happened on July 1st.
July on this show. 1st at noon.
On this show.
Oh, broke on the show. The nation
said
was listening.
He wanted to leave Portland and join the Miami Heat.
And then he postured even more by saying, if you trade me somewhere else, I won't play.
We all were made, no, not we, not I. And one guy got to give
you credit. And Sergey, man, give
and
him.
I have him on my.
Give him
I
his
have
flowers.
As my display name and my headline. Shout out to our listener, avid listener, Sergey. From July 1st, he said Dame Lillard will not be in a Miami Heat uniform.
Man.
Everyone else believed he would. We had lyrics. Our boy, my boy Chapo. Chapo, you know I got mad love for you. But you were breaking down lyrics that he was from freestyles and songs that he had. Telling how he wanted to leave Portland and join Miami. And everybody, and we had a special guest, our boy, Alejandro Solana.
We're going to hear from him.
He came on with us and said, first of all.
You know, we got it. We
no,
got
no, no,
that audio.
I know you got it.
We'll get to it next
segment. First of all, he took an unnecessary shot at me.
That was nasty. I got that too. That was nasty. I reheard it today and I was like, ooh, we'll hear it in the next segment. Ooh.
And what made me laugh is the Miami Heat. Felt just like how the New York Knicks fans feel every time a big-time free agent wants to be traded or is available. They always put their name with New York. And Dame wanted to go to Miami. No star has ever wanted to go to a team and not been able to go to that team.
By the way, Joe Cronin gave the big middle finger.
Shout out to Joe Cronin.
Big middle finger to the Heat, by the way, because that trade was not all that great. I think that he could have offered pretty much the same thing. In fact, there was talk that he did offer pretty much the same thing almost. And Damian Lillard, interesting situation. Is he going to sit now? He's on a championship contender. He's going to go play. After all that, Dame Time is going to show up in Milwaukee and play. How does Heat Nation feel about that? I don't know how I feel yet. We're gonna work our way through. This is going to be like a therapy session for you and I, Vlad, and all of us.
Not for me.
I don't know how I feel about Dame. I was going to wear his jersey today. I thought about it. His Portland jersey that I have, that I've worn before in the past.
You should get that Milwaukee jersey. That's going to be it.
Now, you know, I lived up in that area, so, I mean, I don't hate the Bucks. That's for sure. But, man, Solana's comments did not age well. A lot. Well,
I want to hear it.
My comments of it won't happen till the second week of this NBA season, that didn't age great. But well, nobody saw Milwaukee.
But you weren't that far. No, because here's the thing. During that interview with Solana we had, we asked him, is there any surprise team? And he's like, yeah, no, there's a surprise.
There's got to be some. I don't know.
But nah. He's going to be with us by Monday. By Monday, 3 o'clock.
We got the audio.
Yeah, he said
we
he
got
was
the audio.
And look at that. It took 3 months. That thing, come on, bro.
Okay.
Some people have gone through their probationary period at work before the trade was done. That's nasty. This is not the same team that took Denver to 5 in the NBA Finals. Yes, if you got Dame, it would have been all worth it. But you didn't sign Struce. You let Gabe go.
And Kelly Oubre's already signed to another team. So who are you going
to
get?
Christian Wood went to, remember you had mentioned Christian Wood, and he went to the Lakers, which was a great signing.
So do we do what we did last year? What are we doing here, Pat Riley? Trust in us. And we go back to the finals?
But
we did predict. Tyler Hero, not salty, just a pro. Just okay. Oh, I'm still with deep. Let's go. Let's go.
Now you got to bring him back.
He's fine.
Now you got to bring
him
back. Oh, man. Now you got to bring him back.
All right, let's do it, Vlad. Let's get this montage rolling. Give us a couple of seconds to catch our breath and dive into the headlines.
And we are underway from Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia.
As we're underway from Dry Peak Stadium, Inter Miami and Houston Dynamo in the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup Final.
Leading things off for the Marlins tonight is Jorge Soler. We are set for baseball on a Friday night in the Steel City.
And this one out toward right field, and it gets down for a base hit. Good start to the night for the Marlins, a leadoff base knock.
Thursday, 10 for Miami. Play action fake to it. Back to throw. Looking over the middle. Wide open. Tariq Hill, the 20. The 10. The 5. Touchdown, Miami.
Tariq Hill wide open. And, man, the rest is pure speed. Had to be a breakdown by the Denver Broncos secondary to leave Tariq Hill that open. Are you kidding?
Dyke takes, looks for the end zone, throws for Restrepo, he's got him, touchdown! Touchdown, Miami! Van Dyke, the provider, Restrepo, the finisher, 5 yards left side of the end zone, 6-0 Miami with 3:04 to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, it was like Friday, he was just like, I think she's coming to the game today, and then just moved about his business, to the game this weekend, and then moved about his business, so you're kind of like, I guess that just happens, I guess, so I don't know, this is Travis.
Outside of the boot, into Joseph. That's a run. Joseph Martinez scores! And we've got a dramatic finale on here!
Handoff sweeping left to Cheney. He's got a big hole at the 45. Midfield, Cheney at the 40. Cheney to the 35. And is bumped out of bounds on the near sideline of the Temple Owls.
Houston Dynamo have won the 2023 Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. They've beaten Inter Miami by 2-1.
Berger knocks it down, throws to first, got him! It's a Marlins win! Another one-run win for the Marlins. And how about Jake Berger? He gobbles it up, throws a strike, and the Marlins hang on for another one-run win. Their 33rd of the year.
Miami goes the 4-0 with a convincing 41-7 thrashing of the Temple Owls in Philadelphia.
The final score, the Miami Dolphins 70 and the Denver Broncos 20.
Impressive, man. Absolutely one of the most impressive things Jimmy, you and I have seen in 19 years.
Ah! couple of honorable mentions for you, Vlad. Colorado Buffaloes licking their wounds. Coach Prime and them got taken down by the Oregon Ducks, and now they're already down 7-0 against USC during the national anthem of the game. That was a rough one right there for old.
Yeah, that's expected.
Oh, it's expected. I kept riding with Coach Prime until he lost. And then
no, I mean you ride with Prime, but I mean obviously if you were betting, you know that Oregon and USC are better, are more talented teams. So.
It's just Travis Hunter didn't play. That's the reason why.
Oh, I mean, it
that
just,
didn't help.
It just would have been 42-6 to 42-19.
Oh, and the other story: Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
I love it.
Everyone knows who Travis Kelce is. Not usually when I talk to the ladies, you know, I would have to say, oh. You know, there's this guy, Travis Kelce. No. I was wearing a jersey the other day, and a woman that doesn't watch any sports was talking to me. And I go, ooh, she goes, why are you wearing a jersey today? I go, because my Travis Kelce jersey hadn't come in yet. And she goes, stop talking about him. And I was like, I didn't have to preface or mention who he was. Every lady in America now knows who Travis Kelce is. I love him, man. Does anybody not love it?
I mean, come on. First of all, we all knew who Travis Kelce was. Now, for the fringe fans that didn't know who Travis Kelce is, who cares? Like, let me ask you this. When Brady was married to Giselle, did all of a sudden did Brazilians just start buying Brady jersey out of nowhere?
I would think not.
Yeah, like all of a sudden Brady's jersey is going to outsell Neymar's jersey or anything like that? No. Okay, fine. People knew what the NFL was. People are Swifties.
Those Swifties are strong. 400% his sales of his jersey went up.
But that's stupid. Like, you know what I mean? Like.
So is the Swiftie Nation is their favorite team now Kansas City? Like they're like
I like to know because isn't she a Philadelphia? Like how
she is?
I wonder. And you know how Philadelphia fans are, so I want to see how Philadelphia fans react to this.
Your boo comes before your home team, doesn't it? What's the order of it? Home team then your boo, or your boo then your home team? I think it's your boo.
I don't know, bro.
Travis Kelce, what a dude, man. I like Taylor Swift. Number one, I like her music. I like her style. I like an award show. She gets drunk. She's dancing to Bad Bunny and everything like that. She's crazy. If everyone that says she's plain Jane, you don't know Taylor Swift very well.
No, look. I mean,
she is not.
She's beautiful. She's a pretty woman.
She's good. But she gets down. She's got about 50,000 boyfriends. She breaks up with them, writes songs about them.
So don't worry.
She's a G, bro.
We're going to hear a song called Pigskin probably.
I'm going to say this. I said it. I said Taylor Swift's a G. She running around all types of men, singing songs about them when she's pissed off at them, going to football games, eating chicken nuggets, getting drunk at award shows, dancing, singing, making tons of money. That's not bad. Dating a football player. That's a G.
Yeah.
Don't hate.
I'm not hating at all. I'm happy for Travis and everything. I'm just hating on the people that are hating.
Oh, okay.
Or acting like he wasn't somebody that people knew from prior.
Right.
Like he wasn't known as if like she's making him. And
Hall of Fame tight end.
Right. Like he might be the greatest tight end to ever play. So it's and if you really knew. We all know that's not usually his type of
that's what I was going to say. Another thing I like about Travis Kelce, he don't discriminate. If you're hot,
right. You're
his.
So then all of a sudden it became...
His last girl was hot.
His last girl is beautiful. She's gorgeous, but that's the thing. People are making this into, I don't want to say, almost like a racial thing.
Really?
Yeah, because it's like, did he upgrade or downgrade?
I think he's just dating a different girl.
No, but listen to the question that people are asking. He downgraded. And it's like, really? Like, you know, one lady, she's beautiful. The other person is a billionaire. Like, how is it a downgrade? So why are you putting these two women against each other? And the other thing is, Travis and that ex haven't been together for over a year.
Right.
So it's like, why? So why are you bringing up his exes? Like, why is his exes got to talk because he's going out with, you know, Taylor Swift? It's just, you know, people need gossip and stuff to talk about. Look, I understand tomorrow night, Sunday night game doesn't have the same, you know, luster like you did if Aaron was playing. So you need something to keep the audience. They want the fringe fans to watch Sunday night football. But, good for Travis. Good for Taylor.
I wish I had his resume.
You know, good for him. I just don't like the fact that people are like, oh my God, Travis Kelce's Travis Kelce's now in the limelight when he's been in the limelight the last 5-7 years.
Yeah, he's been one of the most popular players in the NFL.
Right. You know what I mean? So it's like, come on.
But yeah, but now you have the whole Swift Nation. People that don't follow sports now know who he is. So it's one of those things. Let's get to some quick headlines, and we're going to get Solana on and hear some of the comments that he made, some of the jagged comments he made. Jalen Phillips is out with an oblique injury. River Craycraft and Eric Izukama are on the injured reserve, while Salvon Ahmed, Teron Armstead, Deshaun Elliott, and Connor Williams are questionable for the Dolphins matchup with the Bills tomorrow at 1. Get this, Miami has not won in Buffalo since 2016 and has not started 4-0 since 1995. This could be a big one tomorrow. Could be a big one. Hurricanes are off this week. They're going to host Georgia Tech a week from today at 8 o'clock. Got Notre Dame and Duke tonight at 7:30. Colorado-USC playing right now. LSU and Ole Miss at 6 o'clock. So it's good stuff. Did you see the Heat have signed Cheick Diallo? Does that excite you, Vlad?
No.
He's not bad. I saw him with the Pelicans. I mean, he only played 3 games last year with the Pistons, but Not quite the whale we thought we were going to land. Marlins scored 4 in the 8th, and that was enough to defeat the Pirates 4-3. The two play again today at 6:30. The Fish can clinch a playoff spot with a win or a Cubs and Reds loss. That's got to get you excited. Lionel Messi, game time decision for tonight's Inter-Miami-NYCFC match at 7:30. With that being said, let's go ahead and take a step into the day spa. A New Jersey man has been arrested after deliberately crashing his car into his neighbor's house, then into the police station. It's an efficient guy right there.
Jeez.
So he's pissed off at his neighbor, runs into the neighbor's house and says, you know what? I'm not going to wait for the cops to come to me.
This guy really wanted to get caught.
That dude's done. Speaking of being done, Alejandro Solana supposedly going to join us. He's not ducking Vlad. He says, I ain't ducking Vlad. I'm not ducking my comments. We are going to hear from Alejandro Solana, who does Hawk and Crowder. Not going to be doing too much Damian Lillard coverage this year, it seems like. That is next here on Sports Day 560 WQAM.
Girl meets boy on Thursday night. Boy was high, girl fly like kite. They hold hands until next day. Boy, then let's go hit his brain.
Back here on Sports Day 560 WQAM. So much going on in the sports world. We decided to bring in the host of Preheat and Postheat and one of the producers and members of the Hawk and Crowder Show weekdays from 2 to 6, Alejandro Solana.
He's alive!
Not ducking anything. Solana is not ducking a thing. He is ready to rock and roll. He wants to talk. His mic is hot. He's ready to roll. We're going to relive some of the moments from July 1st when the Damian Lillard.
Oh, Vlad can't wait to play this button. Press this button to play this audio, huh?
Vlad,
I mean,
go ahead.
Vlad is just waiting for it.
You're taking shots.
Yeah, I didn't say anything. You took unnecessary shots like this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm feeling a lot better than Vlad and all the Knicks fans out there.
Why?
Still am.
Why?
Man. Oh, what? Vlad, I mean, you thought you had your window. You thought you guys had your window. And the Heat are right back at it, baby.
How?
Right back at it. Landon Wales.
This was. Are you sure you landed this well?
No.
Okay, then. So no, let's not talk.
But what do we know, right? What do we know?
We know that he wants
Damian
to be traded.
Lillard has asked out. He has asked for a trade, and he has made his preferred destination be known, which is the Miami Heat. And what we also know is that the Miami Heat have Andy Ellisberg, they have Pat Riley, and they've clearly been planning for this scenario now for Damian Lillard to ask out of Portland. And the biggest domino, other than him asking out, had to be Dame specifically asking to join the Miami Heat.
Solana, what do you have to say for that?
First of all, we set that up terribly because that was literally minutes after the report was released. If I remember correctly, this was July 7th. I don't know if you have the date there, Vlad, but July 1st.
The day free agency started.
Right. And it was either Chris Haynes or Shams. Definitely wasn't Adrian Wojnarowski, the mouthpiece for Portland. But
the guy
one of those two guys.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, one of those two guys reports that Damian Lillard requested a trade and that he wants to be in Miami. So that's how we should have set that up. Those are my comments minutes following that report. And you know what? I'll stick to that, man. Like, I felt really good that day that Damian Lillard would be in a Heat uniform quickly. And I never could have imagined. And you want to take your victory lap, Vlad, that's fine, because you know what? I came on here swaggering like a cocky Heat fan.
You sounded like a Knicks fan. And, you sounded and like I came, the Knicks.
Mm-hmm, you're right. You're right.
You sounded
right,
like
but the
all
only
Knicks fans sound every time there's a free agent that's available, wants to be traded. Oh, he's coming here. You did it. Took unnecessary shots.
That's fine.
And look
but,
at
but
you
Dan Day, correct me if I'm wrong here. Correct me if I'm wrong. The only difference between the swaggering Knicks fans who think they can land any whale and cocky Heat fans who think they can land any whale is that the Heat actually have precedent of doing it and the Knicks don't.
But
that's
the
only
what?
Difference, which is why You're I right. felt emboldened You're that right. Damian Lillard said the only place I'll play in is Miami, and we have Pat Riley in Miami
and how
heading
did that, work
that charge.
How did that work out?
How did that work out? That's fine.
You're right. You know what You're the right. Miami Heat are? The Miami Heat are the first franchise in NBA free agency history where the player says they want to go to the team and that player never went to that team. How about that?
I'm just how trying to
that?
Give you
no,
the
no,
context.
No, no, no. I'm giving you context.
Man, Dan Day, this is how today's show's gone.
No.
We're 30 minutes in and we're letting a Knicks fan run
yes,
victory
we are,
laps
no,
on,
no,
on, on the Heat. I mean,
No. I was
man.
The first to admit I
Vlad,
thought it was going to get
the
done.
The Heat beat you in six without
right.
Damian Lillard.
You're right.
And our team's still better than yours. What
no,
are you
not.
What are you doing
no,
here?
You're not.
What
no,
are you
you're
doing,
not.
Vlad?
You know you're not right now. You're not right. You're not. You're
okay.
Not.
Okay. All right. You said the same thing.
We're
going to
get
you
gonna
in
get,
six.
But no, we got a little bit more. Because you were talking out your ass.
Timeline. We asked you about 1st. A timeline.
We're talking about July 1st. Here's another July 1st. We asked you, how soon will this trade be done?
Well, what's the percentage? And how soon?
What's the percentage this trade will be done and how soon?
Mm-hmm.
This is your response.
Okay, but again, yes, we're on radio here. You can't like
this
you
was
can't
your
just start firing stuff up. This was you have to set things
no,
up
because,
here, Vlad.
No, I'm
let
setting,
me, let me
no,
put
no,
my
not
executive
set,
producer
no,
hat
no,
on.
No.
You have to
Solana,
set up
guess. Solana, your
pieces
guess.
Of audio
Solana,
that you're going to play.
Solana,
you can't just
guess.
Fire off audio.
Solana, you're guess, and you're wrong. Here's what happened, folks. So on that July 1st, as Solana was peacocking, talking out of his mm-hmm. chest right there.
Thank you.
We
thank
asked
you.
Him, how quick will this trade happen? How soon?
What's the
and
percentage?
What is the percentage that this trade was going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
This was Peacock Solana.
I'm going 100%.
Wow.
I'm going to do
you're
it.
Worse
I'm
than
go
wait.
On the,
you're worse
I'm
than ESPN.
I'm going to go out on a limb here.
3%.
This is going Ooh, to get done 100%. The Miami Heat are in the driver's seat. 100. Like I've mentioned time and time again, they've had all the foresight in the world here. Since the finals ended, they've put together a plan to make this happen. It's why they were so quiet in free agency. The reality is the Heat had bigger plans in mind. Bam's friendship with Dame, the fact that he wants to come here, the fact that
That's
the best possibility for him to win a title out of anybody we're talking about is here in Miami. And then you pair that with
is
the fact
it?
That you have Pat Riley and you have Andy Ellisberg at the forefront leading this charge. I'm saying it's 100%. I think by the end of this weekend, by Monday at 2 p.m. when I'm on the air, Damian Lillard
by
will be a member of the Miami Heat. I felt good
that
about that, too.
That Monday,
I felt really good about that.
I did.
You heard the confidence. You heard the bass in my voice, Dan. Like, I was in full-fledged cocky Heat fan.
And you and I talked
right
off the
there.
Air, too, so I'll defend you a little bit. I was
so
like,
that Monday, huh?
I was like, you really think Monday? You're like, yeah. I was like, I think this week will probably get it done. Maybe
but,
not Monday.
But here's,
no, no,
here's what's going
he
on. Here's what's going on with Vlad
July 3rd, and
a couple of the hardcore Sports Day listeners. First of all, I would love to get into what transpired. I mean, we got the Chris Haynes article,
yeah.
I believe, on Thursday night. And I think we got some interesting nuggets there on what transpired and why Damian Lillard ultimately was never really even going to be in the running to join the Miami Heat. But regardless, you know, I felt really good about that day. I did. Like, Vlad, I was wrong. I was 100% wrong. But now knowing the details, now knowing what transpired behind the scenes, I mean, I don't think any of us could have predicted how toxic that environment had gotten between Cronin and Damian Lillard. I mean, obviously, it wasn't a happy environment. But to the degree that it got where Damian Lillard is telling him, all right, you're not trading me to Miami. I'll stay here. And the general manager is telling the greatest player in franchise history, no, you've crossed that line. You're not coming back here anymore. Like, I don't think any of us could have predicted how bad that situation was going to get. Was I wrong, Vlad? I was 100% wrong. But I would like to point out, I never said 100% that he would be in a Heat uniform by Monday. I just said I 100% believe the trade would happen, and I was predicting Monday. Again, I'm playing semantics here.
Right. Yeah, you are. You're wrong. Just say you're wrong.
Okay, I am.
You admitted. That's okay. It. You said you're wrong.
But I've said I was wrong a million times. Yeah,
you're fine.
You're acting like I'm the only person. Dan, Vlad's kind of acting like I'm the only person who was sure that this was going
to result
in Damian Lillard with
Solana,
the Miami Heat.
I wouldn't take a shot at you. I wouldn't care if the first thing you said when we brought you on the show, you took nobody. There was no Knicks mentioned. This was not about the Knicks or anything.
And I made it a Knicks thing right away.
You made it a Knicks thing.
Unprompted, too, by the way.
Unprompted. And then that's why. So now, look at you.
Yeah, but Vlad, look at you. I mean, I hate look the Knicks, you. Brother. I don't know what else to tell you. I hate the Knicks.
But you know what?
I hate the Knicks.
But that had nothing to do with the Knicks.
I can take a victory lap over the Knicks. I'm going to bite at that opportunity,
and
baby.
And how you feel now? You feel sick. Look at you. It's Wednesday. Okay. No. Wednesday afternoon.
I feel okay.
You should have seen it. Friday, Wednesday afternoon. Was it Wednesday this trade happened? I think it was Wednesday.
It was Wednesday afternoon.
The greatest moment, I think, in 560, one of the greatest moments in 560 history was watching Hockman, Crowder, Menthols, and Solana go through the stages of grief.
Oh, man, I'm sure Jimmy Menthols was dying.
That was ultimate, because Solana knew. Once he saw that, he knew, oh, crap. All the ish I talked, I'm going to get this right back. And there's nothing I can do. And that's exactly what's happened.
To be fair, I mean, I really don't
know. There's a lot of to be fair that's going
to
be mentioned.
All right.
Like, I didn't go on Sirius XM NBA radio and declare that Damian, Vlad, I took a couple shots at the Knicks while hours removed of a report on Sports Day on July 1st. Like, I
there was
exactly
no
make
need to, Solana.
Okay.
And look at you
crazy
now.
Crazy declarations.
It's water under the bridge now, Solana. I do want to ask you.
Under the bridge.
We'll have this fight off the air. I do want to ask you, Solana, where do the Heat go now? Like, I'm still saying.
I mean.
Trade?
This was a team in the NBA Finals last year, right? I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say that not landing Damian Lillard wasn't a big deal. It was. I mean, Vlad's right. When I found out the news on Wednesday, like, yeah, that was a major gut punch. There's no other way to describe it other than it sucks, especially knowing, again, we're missing a big key here. Like, what we found out from Chris Haynes, that Joe Cronin essentially was never going to meet with the Heat in a legitimate way. He was never going to do business with the Heat, and whether that was
will he do business for Jrue Holiday now?
No, but all right, let me ask you this, and that's a good question, Dan. Okay, if he wasn't going to do business, what made you think? And this is the problem I have with a lot of Heat fans. The guy that you're looking at to trade, right, is a position that they don't need.
No, I understand that.
So
but
is there for them to trade? Because if you look at the trade, they clearly got what they wanted, a big man,
Vlad,
somehow, somewhere.
No.
Let me ask you this.
Vlad, come on.
Here's
come
the thing.
On.
This
the
is what this is what I love. This is what I love. Hold on. When the Heat and Blazers were talking, you heard, well, Cronin asked for Bam, and you guys left. Ha, 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 ha. Get away from me. Okay, fine. Clearly he wanted a big man. He's wanted a big man. The only thing you guys had to offer was a guard. They don't need guards.
Vlad, my guess is, and respectfully, because I know, you know, this is friendly banter, and you and I are boys.
Right.
But respectfully, my guess is you didn't read the Chris Haynes article in full. And I know Adrian Wojnarowski put out a piece today, and I have yet to read that, and I would like to. And then, you know, we can revisit this conversation next week if we want to with further details. But Vlad, I mean, the Miami Heat, what they were reportedly offering from the very beginning was a better deal overall. And what I mean, I understand what you're saying. DeAndre Ayton was vital to them. They wanted a big man, and they don't need a Tyler Hero-like player because they drafted a guard. They have a young guard already over there.
You're not going to be able to move a Hero like you're able to move a Jrue.
Well,
but Vlad, Tyler Hero could, there was already conversations in place to include a third, perhaps a fourth team. And Tyler Hero could have been a part of that package. And I hate using Tyler here because, you know, we just trade him left and right.
And then now you got to look at him Monday.
Probably a little unfair.
And then you got to see him Monday and say
hi. The Miami Heat could have sent them more picks, more draft, future draft capital. What was reported was multiple pick swaps, more than the Bucks were sending, and multiple second-round picks, which is more than the Bucks sent. They didn't even include a second-round pick. The Heat potentially could have still facilitated DeAndre Ayton through Phoenix because that was already being discussed as well. So DeAndre Ayton would have been a part of that deal, which was Portland's prized possession, clearly. And reading that Woj piece, just a couple of the tweets, I underestimated how much Grayson Allen apparently was like some prized possession by Phoenix.
Oh, that bothered Solana, by the way. That bothered Solana. Grayson was wanted more than Tyler Hero. But go ahead.
Yeah, I don't think that's the case. I think Grayson Allen makes less, and Tyler Hero, the numbers wouldn't exactly have fit with Portland. But my whole point is that if you're going to look at this trade and say that the Bucks trade was significantly better than what the Miami Heat were reportedly offering, I can't help you there, because it's clear that Portland, from what we know, Portland just did not want to succumb to Lillard's demand of Miami only. And they were not going to listen to him. And it became personal, became emotional for Joe Cronin. And he was not going to send him to Miami. Period. End of story.
He was spiteful.
The Heat reached out. The Heat tried to meet in the Las Vegas Summer League. Portland didn't. And that's what happened. So I'm cool. You want to take the victory lap because I took shots at you?
No, because you know why?
I'm all good with it.
I'm gonna tell you why.
But the Miami Heat never had a fair opportunity to deal with Portland, and that's evident at this point. And look, Cronin, I guess, has every right to do that, and that's fine. But we're not gonna sit here and make it seem like the Heat swung and missed and Pat Riley's washed, and none of that's true, because the reality
the Heat didn't swing and miss. The Heat didn't swing and miss. The fans swung and miss.
No.
Okay. Hey, be quiet here.
This is crazy.
Because you guys,
this is crazy. You're on Miami Sports Radio and you're pumping your chest because the Heat
you
didn't land Damian Lillard, which is fine.
You were wrong.
But
you were wrong. You were wrong.
Jimmy Butler's side of game, we would have swept you.
You were wrong.
What are you doing here?
That's great. That's all 2023. Let's talk about the 23-24 season. You guys lost key contributing players on that team that went to the finals last year.
Right. And those are the same players that everybody outside of Miami and Gabe Vincent and Max Strus, Dan Day, correct me if I'm wrong, downplayed, said they're not starting caliber players, said that they're not real contributors in vital roles on championship caliber teams. And guess what happens? Both of those guys starting end up helping the Heat get to the finals. Now, all of a sudden, those guys get paid, and everybody wants to flip the script that they were preaching for years and say, hold on a second. You lost two starters. You lost Max Strus and Gabe Vincent.
They're all of a sudden real valuable.
I believe those two guys were extremely valuable. I also know how great the Miami Heat are at developing guys like Gabe Vincent and Max Strus.
And
they brought in another guard, Josh Richardson, who they developed prior to him leaving, and he wanted to be here. So I'm really looking forward to seeing how Josh Richardson returns to Miami. Hopefully he doesn't step on the baseline every damn time he gets the opportunity.
Look at you taking shots.
I do.
But yeah, I mean, there are certainly some holes to fill. I don't think they're as deep as they were last year, but
that's the reason why I ask you that question.
And Tyler Hero, 23 years old, we don't know his ceiling yet. He wasn't even a part of that championship run or the finals run last year. I'm hoping he takes that next step, Dan Day. So, I mean, that if you're a Heat fan, that's what you're looking forward to. Bam Adebayo hopefully polishing that offensive game. Jimmy Butler stays where he's at. And then some of these new additions, Thomas Bryant, Josh Richardson, that they can fill those necessary holes of, you know, what they're missing now without Gabe Vincent and Max Strus. And then, you know, that February trade deadline, Dan Day. I imagine the Heat will be somewhat active there.
Oh, I guarantee it right there. But do you think in the end, for the Heat's sake, maybe it was just better if Damian Lillard would have kept his mouth shut?
Well, yeah, I mean, if we're trying to find somebody to blame, my guess is when Lillard's agent, and I don't know how that worked out behind the scenes, right, Dan? Like, I don't know if Lillard forced, I think it's Aaron Goodwin, correct me if I'm wrong there, or if somebody... Aaron Goodwin. I don't know who decided, hey, we should leak publicly that the only team you'll play for is Miami. And at the time, clearly, Vlad, I felt good about that.
I did too.
Yeah. At the time, maybe they felt that was the best course of action for them, right? That would be the best way to get him to where he wanted to be, his preferred destination. But I think ultimately that's what nixed this entire thing because the Blazers front office felt disrespected by it. And to me, that was that moment where Joe Cronin, who clearly is running things in Portland, decided, watch this. Like, okay. And I don't know if he has some sort of vendetta against the Heat at Pat Riley or if it was strictly just an emotional decision where he would not be strong-armed by a player. He wanted to return some of that empowerment back to the brass of the general managers of the NBA because of how much
and he did.
NBA players have. And no, you're right, Vlad. He did. Whether that will come back and bite them in the future, maybe. Whether Joe Cronin will be there in 10 years, my guess would be no. but yeah, that is what happened.
Well, Alejandro Solano, you truly are a man for all seasons because tomorrow you're going to be back on the radio. Kind of explain where we can find you and what you're going to be doing.
Yeah, tomorrow, Dolphins at Bills. It's a big one, man. 3-0. I mean, Vlad, the Dolphins dropped the 70-burger. You know, right now, you want to talk about me being cocky Heat fan on Sports Day?
Oh, you could be cocky Dolphins fan.
That pales in comparison.
You could be cocky Dolphins fan.
Dolphins fan.
No, you could be that. You absolutely could be cocky Dolphins fan. That was just my cousin just trying to make nicey-nicey for some reason. I thought we were family. Yeah. But no. We're back to the Heat because this is what we're talking about. That's why we got you here.
Well, tomorrow, 9 a.m., Game Day Uncensored.
That's beautiful.
Tomorrow, 9 a.m.
Yeah. Omar Kelly and Brendan Tobin and Alejandro Solana and probably Trevor muted. Check them out. But let's go back to the Heat. Monday, it is media day. How awkward do you think that will be with Tyler Hero? This is the second year in a row that he's been hearing these trade rumors. As a matter of fact, ESPN put out pictures of the last 15 months, four players that were expected to go to Miami and never went. Kevin Durant, Bradley Beal, Dame Lillard, and who was the – there was a fourth
– Donovan Mitchell as well. I think that graphic by ESPN – I get it, by the way. Like, listen – it's true. The Miami Heat clearly were interested in all those players, but as far
who
as
wasn't?
Actively pursue, right? I mean, actively pursuing those players and losing in trade negotiations. I mean, obviously Damian Lillard would be one of them. Kevin Durant would probably be the other one, but I don't think the Miami Heat ever made serious pushes for Donovan Mitchell. I mean, look at the team he was being traded from. Pat Riley, Danny Ainge, and Utah clearly don't have the best relationship. And the Heat just simply didn't have that draft capital that Cleveland had. So I don't think the Miami Heat were ever seriously in that. And we know, based on recent reports, that when Bradley Beal became available a couple months ago, the Miami Heat never actually reached out. The Miami Heat never actually made serious inquiries because they had their sights set on Damian Lillard. Now, will that end up being a bad decision? Maybe. Perhaps. You know, we can have that discussion in a couple months. But as of right now, that to me, that graphic from ESPN was a little weak. ESPN.
Why? Because it was true.
Going on. I mean,
because it was true.
They took 5 seconds from their Dion coverage.
Was there? But was there truth? The Miami Heat. Was there truth to what they were saying? Okay.
Then some.
That's a lot.
Some.
Sure. A lot. A lot of
right,
truth.
Vlad. I don't know.
Listen, I'm not even taking a shot at the Heat. Like I don't really care about that. I'm taking a shot at Solana and his arrogance.
Goodness.
July 1st, 12:30 in the afternoon, somebody came out peacocking, talking hella trash.
Man.
Unnecessary.
Is this what it feels like to be a Knicks fan all your life?
I'm not a Knicks fan, so I don't know.
No, Dan.
And then you have You have to find these tiny moments.
No, Talana. It'd be like this.
You have to celebrate like you just won a title because I was wrong about Damian Lillard.
No,
go ahead, Vlad.
No, Solana. It'd be like, you know, it's like going out, you know, fixing a car, you know what I mean? And then finding out that there was nothing wrong with the car. There was nothing wrong with the car. You know, all you had to do was hit a button or hit a switch, but you took a shot at the mechanic. Or you took the shot at the previous driver.
Interesting analogy.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And it was like, well, wait a minute. Why are you taking a shot at me? Like, wait a minute. That was unnecessary.
To answer Vlad's question from before, I don't think it's going to be awkward with Tyler Hero.
No, I don't think it is either. I think he's a pro.
I mean,
look, yeah, he doesn't want to be in Milwaukee. He's from there. He's happy here in South Beach, no matter how the situation played out.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to be awkward at all. I mean, it is what it is, right?
Yeah.
And I imagine the Blazers wanted to get this done before Media Day for the same reasons, because that would have been awkward. Damian Lillard there telling everybody that he offered to come back and Cronin said no, and Cronin was ignoring him when he was coming in for his September workouts. Like, Blazers wanted to get ahead of that. But as for the Heat, listen, man, like, if you're Tyler Hero and you don't understand why the Heat included you in trade packages for
the
Damian
last
Lillard,
2 years.
And Kevin Durant, like those two players.
It's not like they're getting bums.
Then you probably don't understand the business side of basketball too well.
No, they know. It's not like he's young. He's not supposed to know the business side.
It's not like they included him in a trade for Domantas Sabonis. Check Diallo. You know what I mean, Dende?
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, Check Diallo. I mean, they're including him in trades for two of the best basketball players in the history of the game. Yeah. And, you know, Tyler Hero still has his ceiling that we don't know what it is yet, and he's still growing, or lack thereof ceiling, I should have said. And he's a very nice trade piece to go land stars of that caliber. So if you don't understand that, if you're Tyler Hero, I mean, you know, get used to it, bro.
So with all that being said, are you willing to put a percentage on the Dolphins winning tomorrow?
Oh, hey, how about this? Oh, man, I want to say 100% so bad.
Don't say it. Don't say it.
Man, I want to do it so bad, but I don't want to jinx it because I'm already 0-1. I Jalen Phillips, big loss, Dan. But they don't have Poyer. I'll say 80% Dolphins win tomorrow.
Tomorrow, 9 o'clock, 100%. You're going to be on the radio right here on 560 for the uncensored pregame show. Thank you so much, Solana, for joining us. We are out of time. We'll be back with more Sports Day on 560 WQAM.
Listen to Messi and Inter Miami games here.
The whistle sounds. Messi approaches. He goes for it.
Well, the latest I'm hearing is that the Blazers have been talking to several teams, but I don't even know if that's the Blazers. But when you say several teams, that also suggests that they could be willing to trade for him or send him somewhere that's not the Miami Heat, which is certainly very curious. I mean, it's one thing for a team to trade for a player that doesn't want to be there, but to get a player that's a top 75 player that, you know, is going to be professional, but will he really be a happy employee? Do you want to do that to Dame Lillard? That's the biggest question. Who has the guts to do it as well? Like, would Boston do it? I'm kind of hearing rumors about another Eastern Conference team that I'm not going to throw out there just yet. But, boy, if a team is able to just trade for Lillard without his blessing, that's very, very risky, not only to that team, but also to the future relationship for a future Hall of Famer with the Blazers.
So now Damian Lillard's going to play nice and not sit out with the Bucks, right?
Nah, he already said, I love Milwaukee. Shout out to the Bucks. Go Bucks.
I'll only play for the Heat. That didn't age well either.
Man, nothing aged well.
Like I said, as a Heat...
Except for me.
As a Heat fan, I'm like, what do you do now? Just trust in Pat Riley. Maybe some trades. Maybe some other things. We're just going to have to see. Interesting.
That also, was nasty, bro. That was nasty. That was a nasty midweek. After that, listen.
I did not see that coming.
This was the first time South Florida's probably taken a shot, a loss. Like, you losing the finals and losing the Stanley Cup final, that it is what it is. That was an unbelievable run. But, yeah, that Wednesday was probably one of the weirdest. That's probably one of the lowest sports day this year in South Florida.
We heard things leaking out like Toronto now might be in the running.
You heard Toronto and all that stuff, but you didn't hear Milwaukee. But for them to go to Milwaukee, the team that you eliminated in the first round this year when they were the 1 seed and you were the 8 seed, they got rid of Drew. Now, if you're looking at team-wise, talent-wise, you probably...
It's an upgrade.
It's offensively, it's an upgrade. And plus, Jimmy owns Drew, right? Like, we all saw what Jimmy did. He dropped 56 on Drew Holiday's ass.
So now it's going to be fun in the playoffs. A three-headed monster of Giannis, Chris Middleton, and Damian Lillard. Not a lot of holes in those games right there.
And you got Brooke Lopez. You got a lot of deep three-point shooting.
That's what I was going to say. For those people that say, well, Giannis can't shoot threes, he don't have to shoot threes anymore.
He don't have to. What's nasty when Dame comes... He crosses half court.
He's
shoots
in
a three.
Position.
He shoots a three from the Flames, from the Heat Flames logo, huh? That's gonna be nasty. That's gonna hurt.
It's gonna be an interesting Heat season, at least at the very beginning, because I don't know what we are going to do. I know what we're gonna do right now. We're gonna take a break, and we are going to be back. I'm gonna have some more sports day on 560 WQAM.
Well, the latest I'm hearing is that the Blazers have been talking to several teams, but. I don't even know if that's the Blazers, but when you say several teams, that also suggests that they could be willing to trade for him or send him somewhere that's not the Miami Heat, which is certainly very curious. I mean, it's one thing for a team to trade for a player that doesn't want to be there, but to get a player that's a top 75 player that, you know, is going to be professional, but will he really be a happy employee? Do you want to do that to Dame Lillard? That's the biggest question. Who has the guts to do it as well? Like, would Boston do it? I'm kind of hearing rumors about another Eastern Conference team that I'm not going to throw out there just yet. But, boy, if a team is able to just trade for Lillard without his blessing, that's very, very risky, not only to that team, but also to the future relationship for a future Hall of Famer with the Blazers.
So now Damian Lillard's going to play nice and not sit out with the Bucks, right?
Nah, he already said, I love Milwaukee. Shout out to the Bucks. Go Bucks.
I'll only play for the Heat. That didn't age well either.
Man, nothing aged well.
Like I said, as a Heat...
Except for me.
As a Heat fan, I'm like, what do you do now? Just trust in Pat Riley. Maybe some trades. Maybe some other things. We're just going to have to see. Interesting.
That was nasty, bro. That was nasty. That was a nasty midweek. After that said, listen...
I did not see that coming.
This was the first time South Florida has probably taken a shot, a loss. Like, you're losing in the finals and losing the Stanley Cup final. That it is what it is. That was an unbelievable run. But, yeah, that Wednesday was probably one of the weirdest. That's probably one of the lowest sports day this year in South Florida.
You heard things leaking out like Toronto now might be in the running.
You heard
for Dame
Toronto
Lillard.
And all that stuff, but you didn't hear Milwaukee. But for them to go to Milwaukee, the team that you eliminated in the first round this year when they were the one seed and you were the eight seed, they got rid of Drew. Now, if you're looking at team wise, talent wise, you probably
it's an upgrade.
It's offensively is an upgrade, and plus Jimmy owns Drew, right? Like we all saw what Jimmy did. He dropped 56 on Drew Holiday's ass.
So now it's going to be fun in the playoffs, a three-headed monster of Giannis, Chris Middleton, and Damian Lillard. Not a lot of holes in those games right there.
And you got Brooke Lopez. You got a lot of deep three-point shooting.
That's what I was going to say. For those people that say, well, Giannis can't shoot threes, he don't have to shoot threes anymore.
He don't have to. What's nasty when Dame comes across, he crosses half court.
He's in scoring position.
He shoots a three from the Flames, from the Heat Flames logo. Huh? That's gonna be nasty. That's going to hurt.
It's going to be an interesting Heat season, at least at the very beginning, because I don't know what we are going to do. I know what we're going to do right now. We're going to take a break, and we are going to be back. I'm going to have some more sports day on 560 WQAM.